Okay, Parshas Kisavo. So Rabbeinu Bachai begins with the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha, honor Hashem from your money, your merishis, kol tvosecha, and from the first of your wheat, v'yimalu asamecha sava, then he'll send you plenty, v'sira shikavecha yifrotsu, and he'll have a ton of wine and oil. That's Pasuk Tes in Yud. So, the Pasuk Pshat, I think we're all familiar with it, like he explains, that you should honor Hashem from your money means you should give tzedakah and have bitachon in Hashem, that everything you get comes from Hashem, and then you'll get more. But he brings a medrash that says, Kabidat Hashem mehonecha mima dahaniyecha. I think many of us are familiar with that as well, that you should honor Hashem with what he was mahani you with, what he gave you to enjoy, what he gave you special. If you have some talent or something special that you have that other people don't have, so you should honor Hashem about the fact that you got it, plus honor Hashem with it. So, let's say you have a beautiful voice. So you could use that voice to serve Hashem. So you honor Hashem with what Hashem gave you extra. That's the way you, besides thanking Hashem, one of the ways of thanking Hashem is to use it in His service. So to be it could be a chazan, it could be in with whatever version of music it is. Someone with a beautiful voice can use their beautiful voice. Let's say you're good with your hands, so you could be a shochet, a moel, whatever. And there's all kinds of talents for all different kinds of people that can be used in all different kinds of ways. So if you have a special talent, so try to honor Hashem with that talent. And then that's the kabedas Hashem mehonecha. Then ubi reishis kol tvuasecha, that is to give the reishis of your tvua. So he said Klal Yisrael is called reishis, and we give, and we are roy to be makir Hashem, who is the reishis, and we honor him with the reishis of our tvua, which is we give him truma, and also give bikurim. So that's the reishis. Anyway, that's the connection to the beginning of the parsha, which talks about bikurim. Lakachtam reishis kol pri adama. So we honor Hashem with the reishis, and we give him bikurim, which is the first fruits that start to blossom. Anyway, you're supposed to bring the best fruits. So besides bringing the first ones, also has to be the good ones. You're supposed to bring of the first best. And that is, he says, Rabbeinu Bachai says, it's not just for the mitzvah Bikurim, that's with all mitzvahs, you have to give your best. All mitzvahs are supposed to be, like from Kain and Hevel, we know, like he brings, Hashem wants us to serve him, but to serve him with the best that we have. And that, of course, shows the proper honor and bitachon in Hashem. Okay, Rabbeinu Bachai goes on here to a long discussion of the halachas of Bikurim. So I don't think we need to go through all that, but if you want, you can certainly look there. I just point out one point I think is not as famous. We know the story about the king who did this, but I'm just pointing it out anyway, that you could have, because he says it in this way, you could have Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, you don't need to hold it. Anybody could hold it. Whoever brings it for you is fine. When you get to the Har HaBayis, you have to carry it yourself. Now we know the story about a king who did that. That's what he says. When you get to the Har HaBayis, you have to carry the Bikurim yourself. I'm just pointing that out because I thought that was not as well known. Anyway, he ends off with the Bikurim halachas, with this medrash, that says, at least I was not aware of this, it says, Adam Yorin Nesoch Sadeu, you go to your field, and you get the first fruit, and you take them to the Azara, and you say, Hashkifa Mimon Kachcha, that's part of what you see, you daven to Hashem. Hashem, look down, from heaven, and you say, and he says, Lo od Ela Shahaya Omer, Eino Zazmish, Eini Zazmikan Ashtaset Tarki Hayomazeh. I'm not moving from this spot, Hashem, until you do what I want. Do what I asked for. And you like that? Who shekazavachrom hayom asa Hashem elokecha mitzavcha la'asos. Not exactly sure how that pasuk fits those words, because it sounds like it's saying, on this day Hashem commands you to do. But anyway, that's what it's saying. The Medrash says you could tell Hashem when you bring the bikurim that eini zaz misham, I'm not moving from here till my prayers are answered. Okay. Then we have the whole parshas of Bikurim, where you say Arami Oved Avi, Ve'irin Mitzrayim, Ve'gershom B'mseimot. You say it's like from Pesach. You talk about how our low beginnings as a people. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says the purpose of this all is to teach you that when things are going well, you have to take a step back and think about when things were not going well, and then give Shevach to Hashem, because that's when you fully appreciate it. When you've been saved from the Tzara, or whenever things are good, it's incumbent on everyone to take a step back and think about when things were not good, and then to give Shevach Vahodaya to Hashem about what He gave you. Because otherwise it's hard to appreciate what you have. So when things are good, that's when you need to start this Parshas B'Krim. You need to go back and say, oh wow, things weren't always this way, and then it'll help you give proper Shevach to Hashem. So anyway, this the Parsha of where you discuss how you didn't leave anything out, right? You have to, there's the concept of beer, where you have to get by the third year, after the third year, you have to give, make sure all your chumas and maisas that were built up over those last first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, you have to pay them off. And come Pesach of the next, the fourth year, after 3 years, the Pesach of that coming year, you say this, that you've gotten all rid of all chumas and maisas in your house, gotten rid of it and gave it out. And the Rabbeinu Bechai mentions that chuma is comes from the word trei mimea. At least midrabanan, truma is 1/50. So truma is trei mimea. And he says that truma is called reishis, which is a remez to chachma, which can, is kolel bina, and we know there's 50 shari bina. Therefore, you give 1/50 to truma. It's just a remez. I'm going to mention it. Okay. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Ches, Perek Chavav, it says, Vahashem ha'mircha hayom lios lo la'am segula kasher diber lach v'lishmor kol mitzvosav. So, Hashem separated you, lifted you up, whatever it is, to be his special nation. So he's, and it says, Lishmar kol mitzvosav. So Rabbeinu Bechai just points out that that's what makes us special. The reason why we're in Am Segula, Kasher Dibelach, is Lishmar kol mitzvosav. That's, he says, Ein Milas Yisrael Eos Nikroim B'Shem Segula Ela B'Shemir Samitzvos. The reason, or the way that we are called Yisrael, we are called, well, I should say, Hashem's special Segula nation is through Shmiras Mitzvosav. Not with anything else. Okay. Then we have these rocks. So the Gemara in Sota talks about these rocks. Some were left. Rashi mentions it somewhat. There's the rocks they left in the Yardin as a zecher to the nace that happened in the Yardin. There were the rocks that they had Har Evel and Gilgal. So it says a kasafta leim is called divrei haTorah hazos, that you'll write the whole Torah on it. So Rabbeinu Bechai brings that the Ramban understands that they wrote on the, it says, Kasaf Delem is called the Vriyat Torah Azos, they actually wrote the whole Torah on it. The entire Torah, from Bereishis ad Leinei Kol Yishol, in other words, Chamisha Chumshi Torah, were written on these rocks. And Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon says, no, it was the mitzvahs that were written on it, not the actual Bereishis Boros. It was written, the mitzvahs of the Torah were written on them. Okay. Now, the end of that pasuk says you'll write the whole Torah on them. In order that you should go to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So he quotes the Ramban that says, Laman HaTorah. In other words, our ability, our koach, to be zochah to Eretz Yisrael is through Torah. And it's through the Torah that we'll be able to destroy our enemies and we'll be able to stay there. It's only through the Torah that will be Ba'el Aretz. And he says that's why Chazal were Masakin Torah to be in the Bracha of the Aretz in Nodalacha when we talk about Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Chazal were Masakin there to talk about the Torah, because it's only through the Torah that we're Zochah to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then we have the curses, the Har Grizim and Har Evel, that the Jews in the future will stand on, futures and future of the time of our Parsha, you know, there's, when they cross the Yardin. So they're going to go to Har Grizim and Har Evel, and they have six Shvatim on one side, six Shvatim on the other mountain, and one group says the blessings, one says the curses. So Reuven was on the curses group. In other words, they say the curses, Arur Asher Lo, you know, it doesn't keep the Torah, it doesn't do this mitzvah, it doesn't do that mitzvah. One of the Arurs is Arur Asher that sleeps with their father's wife. It says, Arur Shochev Imeshes Aviv. So now, we know, Reuven's the one saying this curse. The Psukim earlier in Bereshis make it sound, as we all know, that it says Vayishkav, right? That's what it sounds like. Reuven did that. Chazal tell us whoever says Reuven sinned is making a mistake. Enu Elatoa. So this is the Ben Avichai says this is the proof, because the fact that Reuven was chosen to be on the group giving the curses that says this, it must be that he never did it. And that's why it was okay for him to say it. Otherwise, it would be highly inappropriate for him to be the one doing that. But since he was giving out the curse to someone who did that, it's obvious he didn't do that. Now, in the curses, there are 11 curses. So what's special about these 11 Averos? So Rabbeinu Bechai says, up you pashupshat, it's because there are things that nobody knows about. Like it says, Baseser. There are Averos that a person could do hidden that someone might not know about, or he could get away with. So therefore, that's why they have a special Arur. Another reason is because all these 11 Averos specifically cause Golos, he says. So when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to remember them, because all these 11 cause Golos. And he also brings, of course, a Kabbalistic reasons, connected to a certain Pasuk. Okay. And then the last one is non-specific about an Avir. It just says, Arur Asher Lo Yakim is Divri HaTorah Hazos. Cursed is the one who doesn't keep this Torah. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, what to me is fascinating, he says what this curse is saying, it's someone who doesn't believe there's a point in mitzvos. That's what this curse is. Curse is the one, Asher Lo Yakim is Divri HaTorah Hazos, means they don't put it in their hearts as if as a thing that's worth doing. Meaning you have to believe, every person has to believe that there's no mitzvah in the Torah that's pointless. Every mitzvah in the Torah is good. It either helps your body or helps your soul. And it's Latova. And that's, a person has to believe. That's this curse. A curse that someone doesn't believe that. A person has to believe everything in the Torah is for the good. Okay. Other Rishonim say this as well, but it's also repeatable. Okay. Then we have, the beginning of the Klalos starts our Brachos, before the Klalos comes the Brachos, and it says the things are, if you're doing the Torah, so then Abo HaBrachos V'hisi Gucha. So what does he mean, V'hisi Gucha, they'll catch you? It means you won't have to run after them, they'll run after you. You won't have to work hard to find a job. It'll come, high-paying job will come knocking on your door. That's, the Brachos will be Hisi Gucha. Okay, then we have, when it's saying the good things, it says Paruch Privit Necha. And then it says, Tanecha. And then the clause, it's, first it has the little curse, the Tanecha, which is your money, essentially. And then, Privit Necha. So the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the reason for the switch there is because when it comes to Kala, when Hashem is going to punish someone, first their money goes down, and then their property. As a warning, if the person doesn't do tshuva after the property goes down, or the economy goes down, so then it goes after the people. Okay, then we later on have a pasuk of V'yaru kolam eretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha V'yaru v'mecha. People will see that the Shem Hashem is called on you, is written on you. Well, let's just say it's called on you, and they will fear you. So, what does it mean Shem Hashem nikra lecha? So Chazal tell us elu tefillin shabarosh. They're going to see the tefillin on your hand, on your head rather. So he says this specifically refers to the shin, which is halacha Moshe Misinei, it has a shin on the tefillin, and they'll see the shin, and also he says the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei Atbash is 300, and there are 300 days of the year where you wear tefillin, because the rest of those days are days of Yom Tov, or Shabbos, or whatever, where you don't wear tefillin. That's the remez in the shin. And he says, we actually have this shin on us. This is fascinating because your nose, right? If you, I guess you'd be looking upwards at your nose, it's a shin, right? The nostrils from the bottom. If you look at the nostrils, it comes out a shin. And that shin is the entrance, is connected, the moach and the bina, that's where it's machuv, the holes, the nostrils are machuv and connected, the moach and then So he says, that's, you know, we all know we're all, the whole world is created as a mushel to things going on upstairs. So whatever that is, it's part of the physical human being is made as a mushel to what's going on in Shemayim. Anyway, so the shin is connected to those, the makom of the chachma and the bina. And he talks about the Shechina, that's where the Shechina, whatever, you know, the Kabbalah is beyond me, but I like that part. Because that part I can understand, that there's an actual Shin Nikralach, and that's some remnants to things. Anyway, you could look there on that Pasuk, Shem Hashem Nikralacha, if you understand more Kabbalah than me. Okay, then we have the famous Pasuk of Tachas Hashem Lo Avadatas Hashem Lakacha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. That Hashem gave them the kolos because they didn't serve Hashem with simcha. So the Rabbeinu Bechai says, as many others say, simcha in avodas Hashem is its own mitzvah. It's not just that there's, you make the mitzvah nicer if you are happy to do it. It's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do avodas Hashem besimcha. All of your avodas Hashem should be besimcha. That's a separate mitzvah. And because they didn't do that, that's why they had the tochacha, which is a pretty amazing statement, but that's what Pasuk says. And then towards the end, we end off, it says that the purpose of everything, the purpose of all the Torah and the mitzvahs is Yiras Hashem. As it says, Im lo sishmer lasas kol devei HaTorah zos haksuvim b'sefer zeh liyiras Hashem hanichbad ha'nor hazeh. To keep the whole Torah, which is liyiras Hashem hanichbad. So the whole Torah, the whole mitzvahs, all of it is to come to Yira, to come to awe of Hashem. It's pure, proper awe. And then the last thing, we know it's famous that there's two tochachas, there's the tochacha in Bechukosei and the tochacha in Kitzavo. And it's said that the tochacha in Bechukosei is said Belashon like it's from Hashem, and this tochacha in Kitzavo is Belashon Moshe. And Chazal make different things about that. But obviously when it says Mipi Moshe, it's written in the Torah, that means Hashem agreed with him. But he says another interesting thing, that the reason why the second, the Tochacha in Kisavo is not written as if it comes from Hashem, it's like Mipi Moshe, because we also know the Chazal or the Ramban tell us that the first Tochacha Bechukosei was about Bayis Rishon, and the Tochacha of Kisavo refers to things that happened in Bayis Sheni. And by Bayis Sheni, there was no Shechina. So therefore, the Tochacha is Lamer Miloshon Moshe, and not from the Shechina, because there was no Shechina in Bayis Sheni. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.